Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. TikTok's CEO sat through 5 hours of testimony today answering questions from a House committee. Lawmakers concerned centering on worries the Chinese-owned app could be used as a surveillance tool by the Chinese government. NPR's Derek Herr reports.
Dozens of lawmakers barraged TikTok CEO Shou Zhichu with a multitude of questions. They included inquiries about misinformation, teen addiction to the app, and drug trafficking. But the central theme was China. Democratic Congresswoman Anna Hsu said TikTok could be used by the Chinese government to spy on Americans and use their data.
The Chinese government has that data. How can you promise that will move into the United States of America and be protected here?
The CEO said TikTok has a solution called Project Texas. Under this initiative, U.S. user data would be stored with U.S. company Oracle. But the lawmakers didn't seem convinced. Derek Kerr, NPR News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appears to be walking back his previous remarks that Russia's war against Ukraine is, quote, a territorial dispute. The reversal follows some criticism from fellow Republican lawmakers who said they're concerned of the potential 2024 presidential candidate's dismissive remarks about the conflict. DeSantis, in an interview, saying his remarks were, quote, mischaracterized. Doctors Without Borders says medical services have been severely disrupted in Russian-occupied areas of southern and eastern Ukraine. The group citing destruction of medical facilities, restrictions on civilian movements, and unpredictable behavior on the part of Russian forces. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Despite making requests to work on both sides of the war's front line, humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders says their teams have only been able to operate in areas once they come back under Ukrainian control. Christopher Stokes is the emergency coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Ukraine. He says they found deplorable conditions where civilians were at the whim of Russian forces.
You've had people even restricted to their own streets. They weren't allowed to move for months, and they ran out of medical supplies. Other units really seem to have looted healthcare centers.
Worst of all, he says, the Russians sometimes placed mines in healthcare facilities as they were leaving. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Druzhkivka, Ukraine.
Professional services company Accenture is the latest large firm to announce big job cuts. The company says it intends to eliminate 19,000 jobs, or roughly 2.5% of its workforce, over the next 18 months as it looks to cut costs and streamline operations. Accenture offers IT consulting and other services, but says a worsening global economic outlook has been cutting into business. The company employs 738,000 people worldwide. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 75 points. You're listening to NPR. European Union leaders have agreed to fund the urgent shipment of 1 million rounds of ammunition for Ukraine. As Terry Schultz reports, EU countries also need to convince manufacturers to fast-track production once they have the new funds.
Ukraine is using up ammunition in its fight against Russia's invasion faster than its Western partners can produce it. That's why the EU put 2 billion euros behind convincing its member countries to send more of their stockpiled supplies to Kyiv and to jointly purchase new ammunition for Ukraine quickly. Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas made the proposal and welcomes its approval, but says it's impossible to say this will be enough for Ukraine to win.
That's why we need to have and use all the tools that we have, political pressure, political isolation, economic sanctions, because the war ends when Russia realizes it's a mistake.
The plan is for the ammunition to arrive in Ukraine within 1 year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Shares in cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase are tumbling after the trading platform received a warning from the Securities and Exchange Commission. It could face possible securities charges. The SEC, in what is known as a Wells notice advising Congress, it's recommending an enforcement action against Coinbase for allegedly violating federal securities laws. At issue apparently is the practice known as staking, where customers earn rewards on their digital assets by essentially tying them up. Crude oil futures prices settled lower today, reversing some previous gains. Oil slid 94 cents a barrel to end the session at $69.96 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.